Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
It is exactly 10 years since the launch of the first TV music reality show in Bulgaria, Singing with the Cuckoo Band, which started out at the end of 2004. It was followed by Music Academy, Star Academy, Music Idol, The Voice of Bulgaria and X Factor. Just two of the above are Bulgarian, the rest are licensed foreign formats. Over time, criticism of these formats mounted. As it turned out, this was not a good practice for promoting young talent. The glamour quickly wore off, and the winners would sink into oblivion as soon as the show was over. No producers are willing to invest in them. The performers themselves were overly passive and did nothing to advance their career. Their 15 minutes of fame had been to no avail. We live in a business-oriented society, and there is enough room on the music market in Bulgaria. While the TV shows are on the air, the participants are all over the media, giving interviews, their photos in all newspapers and magazines. This overexposure is, of course, done for money's sake, for the profit of the people producing the show, but whether it is in fact of any use to the performers is highly doubtful. Nonetheless, they all say it has been their big break. Mihaela Filova's name was first heard from the stage of Music Idol. Taking part in this show was a big step for me, because the show gives popularity and helps gain a great deal of experience, Mihaela says. It means working tooth and nail and keeping a very high professional standard, adequate to the stage you're performing on. Mihaela Filova did not win the show. Nonetheless, she has been pursuing a successful career. She has a production company supporting her and is studying at the Music Academy. She has been working on a debut album as well. Here is her latest song, I Am Here.
Което се стремя, о, вече знае. съм тук. Гледам те, виж ме, слушам те, чуй ме, стигам те, ето ме, и аз съм тук. Чувам те, и аз съм тук, 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 ето ме.
Music Idol winner Маги Джанаварова.
Спомените са много хубави, даже не мога да се сетя за толкова много неща.
I have good memories. The show has given me a lot. It was the biggest step I have ever taken, something I had been dreaming of for a long time. I acquired teamwork skills and met some wonderful musicians. But to make it big, you have to know what you want and how to get it. It takes perseverance to follow your dreams and to never give up. We each have to choose our own pace and forge ahead. With the help of her producer, Maggi Janavarova released her debut album First Step, but then went ahead on her own. Voice of Bulgaria winner Nevena Tsoneva also has an album to her name, as well as a nonfeasance lawsuit she won against her production company. It may be art we are talking about, but it is all about money. Singer Maya Neshkova started out her career from the first Bulgarian radio reality show back in 1973, Vili's Trombone. I have been watching these shows, and there are things I find that are positive. There are benefits for the participants. The challenge helps them come to know their own selves, their potential better. Of course, nowadays it is all purely commercial. The trouble is that instead of being given a break, the talented kids get overexposure to an extent that for the audience they are burnt out. We are a small country, and any error or any time you push things too far, the backlash is instantaneous, and you shall never be able to say why nobody likes you any longer. Anyhow, the aim is to have a show and for the producers to get their money. It is up to each and everyone to decide what to do, says Maya Neshkova. Here now is Maria Mutavcheva from the popular Mary Boys Band. Being a celebrity is a pretty delusion. To the kids who take part in the modern reality formats, that is what matters most. They sing because they think that is the shortcut to fame. But in truth, for a true musician, the beginning is at the age of 5 or 6 with an instrument and solfeggio lessons. When the time comes for an audience to hear you, you must be way ahead in your development and have a message to convey. We are now seeing people who have talent but are far from ready for the stage. Music is something that should have touched you, passed through you as a performer. Only then reinvented can it be sent out to the world. That is when you can leave an imprint and have a style of your own. I heartily wish the talented people of Bulgaria a career after the reality show is over, says Maria Mutavcheva.
Да обишиш, нещо да кажеш. Там ли
From Radio Bulgaria, we presented TV music reality shows and the challenge they face young talents with.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.